In this episode, which is episode 573, we're going to continue with our meditation series on joy. And this is a very special meditation because as I record this, it's going to be New Year's Eve 2015. So we're closing out the year 2015 and ushering in a brand new year. Now today happens to also be a Thursday. And if you follow me, you know that every Thursday I share a chakra meditation. Now, you never have to do the meditation technique. You can always just be guided through the meditation without doing the technique. You still get the same wonderful benefits of meditation. But I encourage you to try the different techniques. See how they work for you. You just never know what's going to work best. Well, as you get ready to celebrate a joy New Year's Eve meditation, go ahead wherever you are and get yourself nicely settled in your meditation space. Now, I encourage you to make this kind of special. If there was one thing that I would highly encourage you to do, it would be to meditate outside. It doesn't matter whether it's morning, noon, or midnight. Meditate outside. Sit on the ground. Sit on the earth. And do this meditation. And I encourage you to do this whether it's snowing or whether it's sweltering hot. Where I am in Florida this year, it is very hot. And I will be seated outside when I do this on my own. I'm recording this separately this time, but I'm going to be doing the same meditation at midnight where I live. And I know that I've done this in the snow up on a ski mountain in my snowsuit, and it's fantastic. Go out there and connect with nature as you do this New Year's meditation to close out another year. There are a few things I encourage you to have, but you don't have to have. And that would be if you could have a candle. Now, if you're in the snow, you might not be able to have a candle, although you probably could come up with a way to have one. But try to have a candle. Candles just represent something very sacred and spiritual for us. And I think that the candlelight and the flame helps us to celebrate. It's celebratory. So go ahead and have a candle. If not, just visualize a light within you. And then if you want a few slips of paper and something to write with, a pen or pencil, we're going to be doing something with this. Now you could also do this inside in your meditation space. Do it wherever it's going to work best for you. Just do it. Close out the year in celebration, in joy of who you are. So now, settle yourself into your meditation space. Really pay attention as you do this meditation and sit up. I know I tell you, you can always lie down, and that is perfectly fine if you're not feeling so well and you just want to do this meditation comfortably. But of all days, if you could sit up straight, whether you're seated on the ground or in a chair or on the end of your bed or out there on your balcony or in your yard or in a park, wherever you go, sit up straight if you can. Really take in the full energy of today. And start to relax the different areas of your body. So close your eyes gently. Relax your face and your jaw. Relax your neck. Soften your throat. Relax your shoulders and your chest. And feel the tension drain down your spine. Doesn't that feel so good? Relax your stomach. Feel it soften as you inhale and exhale through your nose. Let your stomach hang out. As you know, that's where you often hold tension. And when your stomach is sucked in to make yourself trimmer, no one's watching you, so let it hang out right now. When you suck your stomach in, this increases more anxiety in your body. So let your stomach hang out. Doesn't that feel better? As you inhale, feel your abdomen rise upward. Place your hand on your stomach and feel that. Make sure you're breathing beautifully and deeply for this New Year's Eve meditation. Tomorrow you'll be celebrating a New Year's Day meditation, welcoming in the new year. For tonight, for today, the 31st, you're going to be closing the year. Now relax your arms and your hands and rest them on your lap, with your palms upward or downward. You could do the inner focus mudra for joy that we did yesterday. Now relax your hips and your thighs. Relax your knees and your calves and your feet. That's wonderful. How do you feel? Check in with yourself. Think of how many times you've done this year. I know many of you have been meditating with me since I started this podcast a year and a half ago. However long you've been with me, I so honor you, and I'm so happy to be on this journey with you, and especially to get to know many of you in our private Facebook group. So as you're seated, noticing how you're feeling, honoring yourself, this anticipation. You could be feeling very excited to close out the new year, or you could be feeling a little bit melancholy, like maybe there are some things you still hoped that you had got done. I know that this year for myself, there are some things left undone that I wish I would have accomplished, but I know that it's all in due time and I'll accomplish them in the new year. So where are you right now? Think of how many times you've shown up for yourself this year through meditation, through honoring yourself, through changing your lifestyle. If you've been with me throughout this year, we've covered so many major life things, such as peace, joy, love, gratitude, goal setting, productivity, brain health, losing weight, relationships, self-care, inner love, loving others, meditating with masters. It's been a phenomenal year. Think about what it was this year that really lit you up. What just made you feel so alive and so excited, even though you may have gone through many hardships this year, maybe through career relocation, stress, strife, relationships, health, whatever it is. What was the thread that helped to hold you together? What was it that helped you get up out of bed and keep moving forward? I want you to write that down on one of the slips of paper. If you don't have a slip of paper, no worries. Just remember it within your heart. Think about what it was that really motivated you. Maybe it was a person. Maybe it was a habit. Maybe it was meditation. Maybe it was a new perspective. Whatever it was, think about that. Inhale nice and long and slow as you think about what it was that was so supportive for you this year. What was the thread that really held it together for you this year? Honor that. Give thanks and gratitude for that. Now, I'd like you to think about something this year you wish you could have changed. Maybe it was something that happened that you regret, that makes you sad, maybe grief, maybe you lost someone, maybe you made a big mistake and you regret it. Maybe it was a habit, maybe it was something you just didn't do that you wish you could have done. Write that down on the slip of paper or simply remember it and focus on it. Your eyes gently uplifted, shoulders, jaw, stomach relaxed. Very nice. Just inhale a nice long inhale as you think about that. And as you exhale, just cleanse. Cleanse that from you. From this year, release it. Now I'd like you to focus on your third chakra, which is right at your stomach. This is your zest for life. This is where you assimilate your energy, whether you're eating, where all your digestive organs are, or it's often referred to as your second brain. It's where you process emotions and your passions. And the element is fire. So if you have a candle in front of you, I would like you to light, as long as you're not catching anything on fire, and hopefully you're outside where you're doing this. Light and burn the first strip of paper and release it with gratitude. And if you don't have a candle, just simply imagine a glowing flame within your stomach, your digestive area, your third chakra, your zest and passion for life. Imagine the flames flickering there, burning, sending warmth and support and nourishment through your entire body. And just cast that into the flame with gratitude, absorbing it. Doesn't that feel so purifying? Now, take your second strip of paper, which has something about the year that you'd like to change and make different for next year. Take the strip of paper, if you have one, and light it. Place it over the candle till it's on fire and watch it vanish. Or simply acknowledge within yourself that you are casting this quality that you'd love to change, or this event you wish would never have happened, cast it into the fire of your third chakra, right there at your digestive area, and feel it vanish. It's time. Has passed. It already happened. It's done. It's no more. It's just no more. And it doesn't have to linger because you are moving on. You can let it go. It's only there if you keep it with you in your thoughts. purify yourself as you visualize yourself burning this. Now take your hands and rub them briskly in front of you, right there. Hold them at your stomach area. Rub them briskly together in front of you. Really feel that energy that you create with the friction, rubbing your hands briskly together. That's your energy. That's you. That's all your decisions. That's your passion. That's your energy. Now release it. Open up your hands. You can stretch them out by your side. You could stretch them up above you. You could place them down below you, but have your palms stretch out. And send that energy out all around you. And out into the new year that's going to greet you as you lay to rest this year. Can you, sitting, absorbing this purifying ritual of joy and gratitude for the lessons you've learned, for the strides you've made, for the people you've met, for the qualities you've released that no longer support you, for the qualities you've acquired that are your new normal, for all you are and for all that's around you. I wish you peace and joy this New Year's Eve. Sit for as long as you feel comfortable meditating, closing this year, communing with nature, your environment, everything around you. And as always, you are so worth slowing down for.